Good morning and happy Tuesday to all. My name is Gio. For today's Lent reflection, I am happy and excited to read Psalms 126. A song of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. This is one of the 15 Psalms of Ascent. The Psalms of Ascent were sung by pilgrims as they journeyed to Jerusalem for festivals of worship. This particular psalm reflects on past experiences of God's deliverance and expresses hope for future blessings. To me, it's an invitation to reflect, meditate, and experience the joy and restoration that comes from trusting in God's faithfulness. In this season of Lent, I have been asking God to help me renew and strengthen my commitment to following Him. My desire comes from wanting to do something a little extra and different to celebrate Him in ways that go beyond my daily spiritual practices. And I've been looking for a pathway to do that. So I'm thankful for this psalm because it isn't just a travel song. It's also a roadmap. And I want to elaborate on that and share some highlights. But guys, I get self-conscious about how rambly I can be, and I don't want to lose your attention. So here's a quick 10-second ASMR break. I hope that was helpful and relaxing to at least one of you. For the rest of you, thanks for bearing with me. As I read these points, try to meditate and reflect on what each looks like in your life as a worshiper. Point number one, imagine a time when you experienced something so amazing, it felt like a dream. That's how the psalm describes the restoration of Zion. Something so incredible, it seemed too good to be true. Have you ever had a moment in your life like that, where God's goodness felt surreal? And if you haven't, then say these words, "Father, bless me with dreamlike restoration." Point number two, the psalm describes that the happiness and thankfulness of the people was so overwhelming that their mouths were filled with laughter and tongues with songs of joy. Can you recall a time when you were so joyful that you couldn't help but express it? Father, bless me with an overflow of joy. What happens after the overflow is an experience that cannot be contained. And we see this here as it says that the nations noticed and acknowledge the great things God had done for Israel. This is a very important reminder that our testimonies of God's goodness can impact those around us. God's work doesn't end with us, it begins with us. Have you experienced or witnessed God's work in a way that impacted others? The Father uses us to help others recognize Him through you. Say amen to that, if you believe it, because I do. Point number four, despite the current blessings, the people in this psalm prayed for ongoing restoration. It's an indication that our journey with God is ongoing, and we continually need His provision and guidance. What prayers for ongoing restoration and blessing do you have in your heart? Father, place in my heart dependence and continued prayer. And lastly, the psalm ends with imagery of sowing with tears and reaping with joy. It illustrates that the different seasons of life, can be filled with different things. It reminds us that even in our times of sorrow and hardship, God is at work, and He will bring about harvests of joy. It's a declaration that after a season of difficulty, a harvest of joy will follow. Father, help me to resist the temptation of turning away when trials and adversity spread over my life. Help me to glorify Your name and believe that my tears are sowing joy for tomorrow. This psalm is a beautiful picture of transformation, where sorrow is turned into joy. It's a reminder that God can transform our sorrows into something beautiful, and you too can experience God's transformation in your life by believing in the message of restoration that comes from trusting in God's faithfulness. Let's pray. Abba Father, thank You for Your voice. Thank You for this psalm that helps us journey into worship. Thank You that You are faithful to covenants. And thank You for wanting us to be filled with exceeding and abundant joy. Your word declares that those who weep as they walk and plant with sighs will return singing with joy when they bring home the harvest. Jesus, I pray over anyone listening that needs to hear that You are with them. Will You please remind my sisters, my brothers, that You are at work in their lives and that You have something beautiful in store for them. Thank You for Your grace over us. Amen.